This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a selection of really exciting new releases, including much-anticipated new records from female indie rock spearheads Snail Mail and Courtney Barnett. Let's start things off with a double-header from Brown Horse.
Early works, you're the late bloomer. The rules the last time you spoke to you. Count yourself lucky ever since you're human. When your life's a joke, I'm true. We'll be right back.
Welcome to episode 223 of A Sonic Youth, starting us off with the UK Americana group Brown Horse, with two tracks from my album of 2025, All the Right Weaknesses. It was the title track, followed by Wipers. All the Right Weaknesses was released in April last year, and I'm very glad to say that this exciting young band has already turned around and recorded their next album. Their third, it's named Total Dive and will be released on Loose Music on the 10th of April. The album announcement, of course, came with a new single drop. It's named Twisters, and it maintains the twangy, slacker guitar and pedal steel sound behind Niall Holohan's distinctive vocals. It's a great start to what promises to be another great album, one that will hopefully continue to push them to the further success they greatly deserve. Here's Brown Horse and Twisters.
Voices on
jug. Hear the sound of a closing door. You're back turned, smoking a cigarette. Watching a pot that'll never boil. Wash my hands in the cold light of the bathroom. Plunge my face down into the sink. Hear my heartbeat drift in space. Yeah, it drifts for days and days. You spoke in your word around a feeling. I watch my face change in the mirror by the bar. Lights flashing, raindrops from the ceiling. Oh, a bolt of lightning cuts me right in.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Brown Horse's new single, Twisters. Next up, two singles off long-awaited albums from two current generation female-led indie rock legends. First is Snail Mail, the project of Lindsay Jordan. Snail Mail broke through in 2016 with my favourite of their releases, the EP Habit. They were then catapulted to the indie mainstream in 2018, when Lindsay was 18. After the release of their magnificent debut full-length record, Lush. It was a record that struck a perfect balance between the indie rock guitar of bands like Pavement and dreamier indie pop sensibilities. Its follow-up, 2021's Valentine, was good too, but didn't hold up to the earlier releases. Now, after a long wait, Snail Mail is back with a third studio record. It's named Ricochet, scheduled for release on March 27th, 2026. It's a return to the guitar-driven indie rock that I want to hear from Snail Mail. Here's Dead End.
These days
That was Snail Mail, with the newly released single Dead End. Next up, another much anticipated album, Courtney Barnett's first proper drop since 2021's Things Take Time, Take Time. I'm a massive fan of Barnett's earlier work, like 2015's Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, and, of course, her collab record, Lot of Sea Lice, with Kurt Vile. That 2021 album was okay, but her sound evolution hasn't really appealed to me. That continued with the first single from this upcoming project, Stay in Your Own Lane. I wasn't really a fan. The stripped-back, grungy, wordy sound was gone, and instead we got an overproduced alt-pop track. This newly released second single is better, a folk rocker featuring Americana vanguard Waxahachie. So here's the second single from the upcoming album, Creature of Habit. Here's Sight Unseen. Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie with Sight Unseen. One more release for this week's show. It's from Cut Worms, the project of Cleveland-born and Brooklyn-based Max Clark. The debut record was released in 2018, followed up by another in 2020 and the most successful self-titled album in 2023. Clark's new project due for release this year is called Transmitter. Two songs have been released thus far, my favourite being Evil Twin. It's a track that reminds me a lot of Wilco, and that is no coincidence. Wilco frontman, the legendary Jeff Tweedy, produced the record and plays guitar on most of its tracks. So seeing us off, a very pleasant country rocker, it's Cut Worms with Evil Twin.
Chewing on the edge.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.